We go now to New York's capital, Albany. There, the Democratic governor is finding only tepid support, even among Spitzer's allies within the state's political establishment. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
2 mornings ago, The Emperor's Club was an obscure movie starring Kevin Kline, and the most exciting thing going on in Albany was a basketball tournament being held at the local arena. The Siena Saints earned a spot on the March Madness brackets, and the citizens of Albany soon found out that their governor had engaged in some unsaintly behavior. It turns out that a college basketball analogy may be just the thing to describe Elliot Spitzer's situation. Like a team waiting to see if they get to participate in the postseason, Elliot Spitzer is on the bubble. It seems so unfathomable, thinking back to the rhetoric of his inaugural address.
Every policy, every action, every decision we make in this administration will further two overarching objectives. We must transform our government so that it is as ethical and wise as all of New York. And we must rebuild our economy.
Some Democratic officials have called for Spitzer's resignation, and it is difficult for him to find anything other than tepid support within his own party. His opponents, like Republican Assemblyman James Todisco, are more full-throated.
We've got to get to work, and we've got to forget about this distraction. One man does not make a democracy.
If Spitzer won't resign, Todisco is threatening impeachment. Yes, impeachment, as laid out by the framers of the New York State Constitution in Articles 32 through 34. Here is actor Ted Zellner, who performs with the Capitol Repertory Theater, breathing life into the 18th century document.
And this convention doth further, in the name and by the authority of the good people of this state, ordain, determine, and declare that a court shall be instituted for the trial of impeachments.
Among legislators, the most popular phrase in talking about impeachment is, I don't think it will come to that. The very threat, however, could be a tactic which lights a fire under the governor. And even Spitzer supporters do crave an answer, any answer, so the Capitol doesn't become crippled. Kerry Deo is an 18-year-old who is visiting the state capitol from Bethlehem, New York, as part of a church group. She was a fan of Spitzer's, but now thinks he should go.
I feel like there's always something going on. Like, I remember a year or two ago, something happened with the controller, and I feel like there's something always like this happening that sets the government back from what they need to be doing.
Albany seems aligned against the governor. Perhaps he has only one constituency left. I spoke with the owner of an Albany escort business listed in the Yellow Pages as offering no illegal services, just sensual companionship. The proprietor, who preferred not to use her name, wrote a poem explaining why a man would seek the company of an escort.
It's just a business, his heart is true. At the end of the day, he'll be with you. So when he comes home, no need to fight. Just get in bed and say goodnight.
But even she did have a problem with Elliot Spitzer's $80,000 D.C. dalliances.
You know, they're always talking about, you know, losing business in New York, having business go to other states. Seems like he would have kept the business in New York somewhere.
These past few days have shown that Elliot Spitzer has few friends in Albany, not even the kind you pay for. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Albany, New York.
And there's more coverage of Governor Spitzer at NPR.org, including a look at the colorful history of the federal law that he might be charged under. Also, there's a photo gallery showing political wives standing by their men caught in scandals.